Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 through 15. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, "I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I will sing your praises." And again, "I will put my trust in him." And again he says, "Here am I, and the children God has given me." Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. A perfect brother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The holiday season is a time when family becomes a big focus. Did you get together with your family to celebrate Christmas or the New Year? If you can't get together, you might make a phone call, send a text, or FaceTime with family. Siblings, a brother or sister, especially have a special bond. They share family ties. They come from the same blood, and they support and encourage one another. But they also know how to push buttons, don't they? They may fight one minute, yet show incredible love for one another the next. Christmas morning was when the world got to see one of God's great miracles. He took on human flesh. God shared our human flesh, becoming like us, living as one of us, so that he could call us his brothers and sisters. And Jesus did not shrink away from calling us that. He said, "I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters." The baby lying in the manger is your brother. But why is that important? Why do I need Jesus to be my brother? A couple of years ago, a 10-year-old, Jacob O'Connor, saw his little brother's shoe floating in the pool. Then he saw his brother Dylan's body. Jacob quickly jumped into the pool, pulled him out onto the deck, and gave him CPR, which he had just seen done in a movie the week before. Jacob's quick actions rescued his brother and saved Dylan's life. Listen, God sent Jesus to be your brother because he saw you drowning in sin. And Jesus jumped into the pool, into the world, to rescue you. But Jesus was willing to do more than just pull you out from drowning. He was willing to make it so that you would never drown again and not fear drowning in death. With the sacrifice of his perfect life, he broke the power of the devil over you. Jesus conquered death with his resurrection. He gives you forgiveness and life. Your perfect brother gives you life. We give thanks in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for being our perfect brother to jump into this sinful world and rescue us from drowning in our sins. You are not ashamed to be called our family. May we never be ashamed to call you our brother, now and forever. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.